Hi, this is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose, and you can easily. And the title of today's podcast is You Don't Have to Be Fat Anymore. You really don't. No kidding. Honest. It's up to you. You can be thin if you'd like. You can remain fat, but you don't want to do that. That's just silly. But you can weigh anything you want to weigh. This is not an issue about willpower. It's not about losing weight. If you listen to my podcast before, you know there effectively is no such thing as permanent weight loss for pretty much everybody. That's not the point. That's not where we're going. Let me review a few things at the risk of repetition. And people tell me, John, you repeat yourself. And I say, you bet I do, because this is important. What I'm talking about is a fundamental change in you, an emotional change, where you eliminate the emotional needs that have driven you to make yourself fat or obese or heavy or whatever you want to call yourself. Look at where you are once again. You are at a weight where you're unhappy. Let's say, as I referred to Alice in one of my other podcasts, she used to weigh 130, and she got married and children and jobs and stress, etc. Now she weighs 180 and knows not what to do about it. Can't figure out what to do. Says, John, I can't lose 10 pounds. How can you tell me I can get back to 130 again? I will tell you again, she's doing the wrong thing, and so are you. If you're thinking about losing weight, your chances are very close to zero. Don't take it from me. Look at it statistically. Look at your friends. How many people do you know who have permanently lost weight? I mean permanently. What I'm promising you and telling you that is possible and you can do is to never have to worry about weight again. You can weigh literally anything you want. Let's look at it again. How'd you get where you are? How did you get in this mess? It's unbelievable. You made yourself fat. You don't want to think about it, but you know you did. No one else did it. The food just laying around there. You felt an irresistible urge to put all that food in your mouth, to eat the food, put it in your system. Actually, you didn't want it in your system. You wanted to taste it, get the juices out of it, see how wonderful it felt, and it made you feel good. That feeling, that good feeling, or eliminating the bad feelings, such as anxiety or depression or nervousness or fear, is what drove you to make yourself fat. Keep in mind, you could have stopped eating at any time. You could have remained thin. You could be thin. You never had to get fat to begin with. Or if you were fat, you could have lost the weight, or I call it eliminated the weight. You would have weighed less, but you couldn't do it. Why? Because the need you feel to keep putting all that food in your mouth. So here you are, you weigh 180 or whatever it is you weigh, you're unhappy, your clothes don't fit, you complain all the time, you know it's dangerous for your health, yet you know exactly what to do, and you can't do it. That's the issue. You know that, because any time if you've been on a diet or thought you'd lost 10 pounds, you gained it back. Now, why did you do that? Let's say you lost 10 or 20 or 30 pounds, and at some point in time, almost everybody listening to this probably has. Why did you gain it back? Think about it. You were happy to be there. You were thrilled. You worked so hard. You deprive yourself. You're down 30 pounds. Why, in heaven's sake, would you put enough food in your mouth to gain back the 30 pounds and then some? You know why? Because you got nervous. You got concerned at the lower weight. You, believe it or not, have become emotionally comfortable being fat or weighing whatever it is you do, or being overweight or obese or whatever you want to call your situation or your condition. You're comfortable there emotionally. Intellectually, you hate it. Logically, you say, John, that's just stupid. It's idiotic. How could you possibly say I like weighing 30 or 50 pounds too much? I say, fine, then go change it. Don't eat as much food. Don't put as much food in your mouth. And the answer is you can't do it. You know, I don't have a knock on diets. They may be fine, but it's irrelevant how fine or not fine they are. The fact of the matter is you are unable to do it. It is just that simple. Look, I'm telling you over and over and over, it's an emotional issue. Now, how do you go about changing your emotional issues? How do you go about eliminating emotional needs? I will tell you exactly how to do it. You have to identify them and focus on them. You have to experience them. You have to feel them. You have to see them for what they are. They're just emotional needs. You have to look at them in light of day, not eating away at you in the recesses of your mind. You have to examine them. So how do you do this? Okay, John, how do we do it? How do we do it? We're game. We want to try it. We love the idea that you tell us we can weigh whatever we want to weigh. So how do we do it? I've told you, and I will tell you again. It's too simple. It's suspiciously simple, but it really is. That's the whole problem. Look, losing weight, you're fighting against a tide, you're never going to, willpower will never beat an emotional need. But once you understand and get the feeling of the how the emotional needs work, for example, if you don't get food on time, if your significant other or your spouse or whoever else prepares your meal, if there's such a person, do you get angry if the food's late? Do you get angry or upset or nervous or anxious if it's the wrong kind of food? Do you blow up? How do you handle it? What is it that food means to you? And I've told you before, when you put some food in your mouth, I don't care what it is. I talk about chocolate cake because a lot of people like chocolate. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, comfort foods, whatever you want to call it. How does it feel? We have to identify your problem. Your problem is that the emotional rush you get from the food is what's keeping you fat. The fact that food makes you feel better when you're down or depressed or anxious is what's keeping you fat. I mean, look at it. You know exactly what to do. Exactly. There's no question about it. If you consumed, I hate to talk about calories because it's not a losing weight situation, although you weigh a lot less, you can weigh anything you want once you eliminate the need to keep putting the food in the mouth. But if you would eat 500 calories less a day than you do now for a year, let's say, you lose X number of pounds, or 300 or 500. It's not the point. The point is you can't do it. You know what to do, but you're unable to do it. Why? Because your emotional needs are keeping you fat. So you don't have to be fat is what I'm telling you. I'm not a cheerleader. Trust me. I'm trying to help you. I want to inform you. I want to let you know how to do this. People have done it. I don't use testimonials because it's pointless. There's somebody else and this is you. You do not have to be fat. But if you want to change permanently, if we're good and never have to worry about weight again, you must identify the need, the feeling you get from food. You've got to bring it out in the open. It's your situation. You don't have to tell anybody. Everybody gets a passing grade no matter what you do. So when you get food in your mouth, or you're thinking about putting food in your mouth, you call it eating, I call it food in your mouth, and I know I repeat it a lot because it's important, because that's what you're doing. Ask yourself, what is the feeling I'm getting for this? Why am I doing this? After all, you know, if you keep putting all that food in your mouth, you're going to make yourself fatter, or you're going to stay fat. You're going to stay exactly where you are. You know, it's interesting. You may be overweight. You may be 30 or 50 pounds overweight, but you have no trouble staying at that weight. Think about it. Your weight is stable. You know how to do that at your weight. What I'm going to teach you is how to change that weight permanently and live at a different weight, a weight that you choose. And you have to do it by starting it. If you don't want to be fat, identify your problem. Feel what it's like. It's that feeling. It's that emotional feeling that's keeping you where you are. It's that emotional rush, that or emotional issue that stops you from feeling bad. If you're depressed, you put food in your mouth, see how you feel. Does it make you feel better? It's not just taste. It's not just hunger. How did it make you feel? If you're feeling down, if you don't feel you get enough love, affection, or enough security, you put some food in your mouth. How does it make you feel? That's where it is. That's where you're going. Once you identify that feeling and the rush you get, and then you know why you're keeping yourself fat, and I will tell you, you do not have to be fat anymore, and you never will. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll continue these podcasts. They're very helpful, and thank you for all your emails. I do try to respond to all of them. Stick with it. You can weigh anything you want, and you do not have to be fat anymore. Talk to you next time. Goodbye.